June 15, 1 Samuel 28, 3-25. That's not Samuel. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Ecclesiastes 9:5. When Saul inquired for Samuel, the Lord did not cause Samuel to appear to Saul. He saw nothing. Satan was not allowed to disturb the rest of Samuel in the grave and bring him up in reality to the witch of Endor. God does not give Satan power to resurrect the dead, but Satan's angels assume the form of dead friends and speak and act like them, that through professed dead friends he can the better carry on his work of deception. Satan knew Samuel well, and he knew how to represent him before the witch of Endor and to utter correctly the fate of Saul and his sons. Satan will come in a very plausible manner to such as he can deceive and will insinuate himself into their favor and lead them almost imperceptibly from God. He wins them under his control, cautiously at first, until their perceptibilities become blunted. Then he will make bolder suggestions until he can lead them to commit almost any degree of crime. When he has led them fully into his snare, he is then willing that they should see where they are, and he exults in their confusion, as in the case of Saul. He had suffered Satan to lead him a willing captive, and now Satan spreads before Saul a correct description of his fate. By giving Saul a correct statement of his end through the woman of Endor, Satan opens a way for Israel to be instructed by his satanic cunning, that they may in their rebellion against God learn of him, and by thus doing sever the last link which would hold them to God. Saul knew that in this last act of consulting the witch of Endor, he cut the last shred which held him to God. He knew that if he had not before willfully separated himself from God, this act sealed that separation and made it final. He had made an agreement with death and a covenant with hell. The cup of his iniquity was full.